Yes, Hashem, we learned this year Maseches Bava Kama from the beginning. So you had a chance to look at the Psukim in the Torah and to see the Meiri in terms of his overview of the Masechta. That the Masechta basically has four broad topics: the world of Nezikin, the first six Prakim, the world of Geneva, Perek Meruba, the world of Chovel, Perek HaChovel, and then the world of Gzela, the last two prakim of the Masechta. When one looks at the psukim dealing with Nezikin, we pointed out when we met last week that what is clear is that all of the psukim are dealing on the level of tashlumin, in terms of payments. There are no isurim that are mentioned explicitly within the psukim. And we pointed out last time that the fact that you're going to have a payment does not necessarily imply that there has to be an Iser. We saw the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Poskin Bivosehen, that you can have total reshus from the Chachamim to do a certain act, but in Hizik, then you pay for the damage. And with the fact that you are paying does not imply necessarily that there is an Iser. You can have Avos Nezikin, in the case of Poskin Bivosehen, Gemara says it's either boar or some combination of boar and shor, if it's moving, and not have an iser at all. And so there is a way of taking the Masechta and dividing it into two halves, namely that the world of Nezikin, you only have a chiyuv of Tashlumin, and the world of Gneva and Gzela, there you have an iser and a chiyuv of Tashlumin. Is there any Rishon who does that? Is there any Rishon... Not Benayahu. Is there any Rishon who black and white says that we divide the Masechta into two parts? So for that reason, I gave you two sheets of paper, because in the Frankel Rambam, he does us a tremendous favor, and he gives us an overview of every Sefer, every one of the 14 Sfarim of the Rambam, on the first page. So if you see the Sefer Achadasar, the 11th of the 14 Sfarim, who's Sefer Nezikin. Sefer Nezikin has five sections: Nizke Mamon, Geneva, Gzela Va'aveda, Chovel Umazik, Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. And he brings us the koteret, the heading of the Rambam, of each of these five sections. So look at his Nizke Mamon. Yesh Becholon Arba Mitzvos Asei, Din Shor, Din Hever, Din Bor, Din Havara. If you'll skip a minute, just move over to the left side of the page. Chovel umazik, mitzvus asei achad, din chovel bechavero umazik mamon chavero. Masha'enkein, the other three sections, yesh b'chol mitzvus asei, mitzvus lo tase, we have a lo tase of lo signov mamon, we have a lo tase of lo ligzol, we have a lo tase of lo lirtzoach. Namely, the Rambam clearly takes the Masechta and says, the first six prakim and the eighth parak, we're dealing with dinim. We're dealing with dinei tashlumen. No isurim. Masha enken, at least not on the deraisa plane. Masha enken in the world of Geneva, Gzela, and Rotzeach, which is more Meseches Makos and Sanhedrin, there we have isurim. It's a very nice and neat and clear way of distinguishing within the Masechta. The fact that something is counted as a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that we have over here a din of Latzeis Yedei Shemayim, a mitzvah. We also speak about get as being a mitzvah. Namely, a mitzvah is a procedure, a halachic procedure. And tashlumen can be that halachic procedure. When Bezdin gives proper tashlumen, it's mekayim a mitzvah asei. When the masik pays what he should pay, he's mekayim a mitzvah asei. But doesn't necessarily imply that not doing it is a beetle, is you're dealing over here with an Iser. However, although I would like to leave it on that level, we have to be honest. And to be honest means that if you open the Rambam, you find that there are two places where he does speak about an Iser within those worlds of Dinim. So just to put things into their context, the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, writes as follows: Asur lo adam lachbol bein ba'atzmo bein b'chaveiro, v'lo hachovel bilvad ela kol hamake Adam kosher mi Yisrael, even just hitting someone without necessarily causing any damage. Ben katan, ben gadol, ben ish, ben isha, derech nitzayon, in the course of a controversy. Hareza over belotasa shenemar lo Yosef lakoso, imizira Torah mi lohosif bakos achote, the mitzvah that was given to the shliach bezdin, kalvachomer lamake es hatzadik. So the Rambam over here brings in the Easter of Lo Yosef Lahakos. So again, he didn't mention it in the Koteret of Hilchos Chov Ilomazik. Over there, he simply said, as we read in the Franco Rambam, all he says is Mitzvah Sasei Achas Hu Din Chov Bechavei Romazik Mamono. He's pulling it in from Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Tet Zayin. That's the context of the Shliach Bezdin giving Makos that he shouldn't give more Lo Yosef Lahakoso. More than the Omed, more than the person was able to deal with. However, L'chaora, this Iser, has nothing to do with the world of Tashlumei Mazik. Because firstly, the Rambam says, Aser lo adam lachbol bein ba'atzmo, bein b'chaviro. You're not allowed to punch yourself in the nose. You're not allowed to cause yourself. There's no Tashlumen when you cause yourself damage. And we're not dealing over here with an Iser that will bring about Tashlumen. That we're dealing over here with an Iser. If we're dealing with an Iser of Mazik, Mazik is your Mazik Acherim. There's no Iser to be Mazik yourself. And even if the moment the Rambam says that you're Chayav, even if you simply... Oh, Halchabez. Afilu l'hagbiya yodo al chavero asur. Kol ha-magbiya yodo al chavero afal pishalo hiko ha-reza rasha. Namely that we're dealing over here with an Iser, but it's not an Iser of Masik. It's an Iser even to raise a hand and not to touch anyone. It's an Iser even in terms of oneself. So that, you know, so the Rambam speaks about an Iser, but doesn't break his equation of distinguishing between the world of Mazik and the world of Gneva, Gzela, and Rotzeach. The Rambam also, in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, in Perek Aleph, Halacha He, mentions, I'm sorry, not Perek Aleph Halacha He, Perek He Halacha Aleph. Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. The Rambam paskins as follows: Behema shahayisa roa upirsha v'nichnasa bisadot ukramim. You have an animal that constantly enjoyed the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Afal pisha dayin lo hizika. Even if it didn't yet eat from the other side of the fence, masrin b'ba'aleha shalosh pa'amim im lo shamar behemto v'lo mona milir os. Yesh reshus lebal hasada l'shochta shchita k'shera, that we have over here Ovid inish dino lenafshei, that the nizak can simply shecht this kosher animal in a manner in which now you have kosher meat. Omer lebal leha bo umichru besar shelachem. You know it's used to have a sheep, now you have lamb chops. Bipnesha oser la adam lahazik ulashalem mashehizik afilu ligrom hanezek asur. So here the Rambam appears to say that we have an Iser of Mazik. Aser la'adam la'hazik u'l'shalem ma'shehizik. In other words, if I know that my animal is going to someone else's yard, and so I can't simply say, okay, whatever my animal eats, I'll pay. It's aser. Aser la'adam la'hazik u'l'shalem ma'shehizik. And therefore, he has the right of shechting my animal and just presenting me with meat. However, over here, Al-Atar, in the Kiryas Sefer, which is a perish on the Rambam, he says, clearly, we're dealing over here with an Iser Drabana, a very, very contextual Iser. The context of the entire perik are Isum Drabana. Asru Chachamu Megadol Behem Adaka, Asara Tanoim Hisna Yoshua Beis Dino. The entire perik are dealing with Isum Drabana. And so here we have a unique Iser Drabana, a unique Knas, in terms of not, you know, in terms of allowing your animal to graze in someone else's field. But on a Daraisa plane, L'chora, what's clear from the overview of the Rambam, does hold that in the world of Mazik, L'chora, the Rambam holds there is no Iser, be it Chovil or Mazik, be it Niskei Mamon. In the world of Gneva, Gzela, and Rotzeach, there you have the Lavin. lo tirtzach, lo tigzo, lo tignov. But that's within the Rambam. However, which Rishon black and white says that there is an Iser of Mazik that I sent you to, that I asked you to look at least. Look at the Tur in the Choshen Mishpat. The Tur begins, Kishem she'osur lignov v'ligzol mamon, kach osur lahazik mamon shelo. In other words, that, and similarly in the beginning of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Kishem she'osur la'adam she'yazik es chaveiro, v'imhizik chaya v'shalem, kein tzarech lishmar mamono shelo yazik et v'chule. Namely, the Tur is assuming that we have, just as, Kishem, just as the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva and Gzeila and Rotzeach has an Iser, so also we have an Iser of Mazik. We have an Iser of Mazik Begufo, we have an Iser of Mazik Bamamono, we're dealing over here on the level of Kishem. Just as the Iser Doraisa, the Iser of Geneva and Gzeila is Doraisa, Lachora, the Iser of Mazik is an Iser Doraisa. The question is, where did the Tur pull this rabbit out of his hat? Where we have in the Psukim, we don't have an Iser mentioned. The Tur had the Rambam in front of him, right? There was no Iser that was mentioned. In Mishnayos, there is no Iser which is mentioned. Where do we find, a remez, a makor for an Iser? So here, Lechora, there are at least two directions that one can take. One of which many of the achronim take, and the other a single achron takes. The schnitt of most achronim is to say that the Tur looked at the Gemara. He looked at the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. There you have the sugya of shlichus, mitzvah la'adam lekadesh isha ba'atzmo, but if mekadesh ede shliach, she's mekudeshet nidoraisa. We have a rule of shlichus and kamosa, with one exception of Shliach Ludvar Avera, Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mi Shomim. And what's the example of the Gemara of Shliach Ludvar Avera?
Shliach
Sabira. As Shliach Sabira Biyad Pikeach. That if you have a fire and you give it to a Pikeach and you tell them, burn down that house, so he is Chayef, not you. Even though you're the Meshaleach and he's the Shliach, and B'chol HaTorah Kulo Yesh Shliach Ludvar, Yesh Shlichus, Kumoso. Here in the world of Avera, ain't Shliach Ludvar Avera, which implies that we have over here an Avera, not just a Chiyuv Tashlumen. A Chiyuv Tashlumen is not an Avera. An Avera, we have over here a Lav, we have an Iser. And so it appears that we have an Iser to be Mazik. On Rav Bednarsh's Marim Makomos, he pointed out, why am I sending you to Kedushin? L'chora, we have a similar Gemara over here in Baba Kama. That we have a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Nun Aleph Amad Aleph, which speaks about a boar which is created by two individuals. The question is, how do you have two people who are digging a pit? If they're digging it one after the other, then Lechora, the one who digs it to the right depth, he's the one who's digging the boar, not the one who dug either before or beyond. And so the Gemara says, well, maybe we're dealing with two individuals. One of them is the Mishaleach and the other is the Shliach. So the Gemara says, Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. No, so you see over here already that creating a Mazik is considered to be an Avera. Why am I sending you to Kedushin? So the reason I'm sending you Kedushin is because Rashi, not over there on Daf Nun Aleph, but Rashi on Daf Nun Gimel explains that Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph, that the Iser we're dealing with, Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, the Aser Lekalkel Rishus Harabim. We're not dealing over here with creating a boar into which a person is going to fall, or an animal is going to fall. We're dealing over here with the problem of being Mekalkel Rishus Harabim. That is nothing, you know, that's not our issue. Currently, we're not dealing with the world of Arba Avos Nezikim. Okay, in any case, but we do have the Gemara in Kedushin. Is yes?
Just going back a second, is the Rambam implying that is the Rambam holding that it's not Iser Doraisa, that it's like a lesser category or like a subcategory?
The Rambam is mashma that there's no Isur Daraisa of Mazik. That with the, if you are Gonev or Gozel, that's an Isur Daraisa. If you're Mazik, you pay. In other words, there's a din of Tashlumen. You pay, but not that we have an Isur. We'll see later on that the Nafgamina would be if someone asks you to be an aid at his wedding and you're a Mazik. In other words, are you Pasala Eidos? If you're a Ganav or a Gazlan, you're Pasala Eidos. Are you Pasala Eidos if you're a Mazik? The Chora, we'll see that should be totally as to whether we have an Isur Doraisa. The Rambam is mashma that there's no Isur Doraisa. It's not a lesser category, it's a different category. It's just a different form of halacha. We have all sorts of tashlumin in the Torah that can be come about without them being accompanied with an Isur. Simply that you're paying, you know, where it's compensation without there having been an Isur. There is, yes?
What's the Isur of being Mekalkel Ushus Rabban?
That's a good question. In other words, that may be a separate issue firstly, there's a question as to whether Mazik applies to Karka, whether you Mazik Karka. But it may be a unique issue of something that belongs to the rabbin. In other words, it may be the din d'rabbanan. Even on dinim d'rabbanan, we have issues of ein shelech l'dvar avera. But it's not. In other words, the at first glance, we would say, we have just like the Amar Kedushin says, we have an iser of creating an av mazik of eish. So we have an iser of creating an av mazik of boar, but not necessarily. There is, however, a Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua who has a different raya that there is an underlying Iser in the world of Nezikin. I didn't send you to it because in the Beis Medrash, the Reb Chaim that we have is a previous edition, and it's a bit hard to find exactly this section. But in the Bar Ilan, they have the new Reb Chaim on the Shas, and over there it's a one liner. In other words, after the Gemara and Kedushin, you have Kedushin Reb Chaim, Binyan Iser Nezikin, on our sugya, Beza Med Aleph, Hagon Reb Chaim Zatzal Amar, Diyesh Iser Mazik Binezikin, V'ra'ayoso, he didn't bring the raya from the sugya and Kedushin, but rather, Meha Dechayev Kofer, that if we have a situation in which your shor went ahead and killed a human being, then you, the owner of the shor, are Chayev Kofer. And the Gemara points out on Daf Mem, the Kufra Kapara. In other words, that this is a form of atonement. V'hainu klape shmaya. This has nothing to do with tashlumen. This is something, an atonement is on an avera. So kanereh, dukbaze, kanereh, there must be an avera. Why would there be kofar? Why would there be a kapara if there had not been an avera? Now, that's all that Reb Chaim said that we know. In other words, however, Reb Chaim had a Talmud Mufak named Rav Baruch Ber, the Baal of the Birkas Shmur, Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich. And in the Birkas Shmuel, in Baba Kama, in Simon Beis, we have over here, it goes over a few columns, but in the edition of the Chiddush Reb Chaim, there's a synopsis. So the Magia says, Ayem Birkas Shmuel, Shehevi Divrei Reb Chaim, B'Yeser Bi'ur, and we're going to discuss, that in a moment, that Yeser Bi'ur of Rav Baruch Ber. But in any case, so we have two rayas that we have in Iser. One raya from the world of Ein Shelech L'dvar Aveira, a second raya from the world of Kofer, that we have a need of Kapara. Okay, so we could have rayas, but you need a pasuk. Where do we have a pasuk that says that there's an Iser of being Mazik? So here we have a Machlok Esachronim, but one of the sources that L'chori would have expected is missing in all of the Achronim and the Rishonim. We have Achronim and Rishonim, but one source, in other words, if I were to wake you up in the middle of the night and say, there's an Iser of Mazik somewhere in the Torah, can you think of an Iser which is closest to the Iser of Mazik? And you just happened to have read Parsha Shoftim yesterday. What would come into your mind?
Baltashlis.
We have an Iser of Baltashlis. We have an Iser of destroying property. L'chora, that's Mazik. No destroying property. No one says that. We don't find that in any of the Rishonim or any of the Achronim that Baal Tashlis is the Iser of Mazik. Why not? So L'chora, if one looks in the Rambam, in Hilchos, where does the Rambam bring the Iser of Baal Tashlis?
Prisha on the Torah say it?
What? Okay, I don't recall. Does the Prisha on the Torah say it? Okay, wonderful. Okay, so the Prisha on the Torah says it. Why does no one else learn like the Prisha on the Torah? Wonderful. I'm very happy that someone says it. What's the chisaron over here in terms of Baal Tashlis? Why would it be hard to say that that's the makar of Mazik? Two things. One is a technical knockout, that the Rambam himself paskins that Baal Tashlis Mido Arise is only on trees. Any other Baal Tashlis is only an Isur Drabanan, and that won't necessarily help us to understand the Torah of the Shem Sha'asur, just like we have an Isur Daraisa of Gonev and Gozel. The classic, what we call the classic Baal Tashlis, according to the Rambam, generally is Drabanan. But also, what's the universality of Baal Tashlis as opposed to Mazik? We pointed out Mazik deals with someone else's property. And Baal Tashlis,
even your own as well.
Even your own, right. In other words, Hashover Kelim, Betoch Beso, Koreak Suso, that Baal Tashlis has nothing to do with the world of Tashlumei Nezek. We're not dealing over here with an Iser of harming someone else. We're dealing with that it's an immoral behavior to destroy. But that's an overarching moral principle. It wouldn't be a makar for an Iser of harming someone else in a monetary manner, yes?
And it would still be aser, it just wouldn't be an exclusive iser.
The world of Tashlumei Nezek would not stem from the iser. We could have a general iser of just like we pointed out in terms of the world of Baal Tosif Lahakoso, that applies even to injuring yourself. Therefore, it can't be a makor for the din of Tashlumei. It's an overriding principle, but it wouldn't be linked in with the world of Tashlumin. Okay, so we have one possibility, Baal Tashlis, but that is somewhat removed, both in terms of the fact that it's too universal or maybe too specific. Maybe too universal applying to yourself and too specific applying only to trees. But what Isurim are brought? So before we move to the Isurim that I sent you to, let's just continue over here in the Birkas Shmuel. So if you have that, I photostated for you in the brackets. In the Grach, Amar HaMagi, Ayem Birkas Shmuel, Hevi Divir Reb Chaim B'Yeser Bir. Again, Reb Chaim spoke about the fact that we have a Raya from Kofar, that Kanareh we're dealing on a level of Klape Shmai, on a level of Isurim. So the Reb Baruch Ber explained, the Din V'lo Yishmerenu, Yesh chiyuv shmira al mamono shelo yazik lo nemar rak l'inyan chiyuv mamon ela gam al ha'isur shelo shenachashev mazik o shenachashev mazik v'rosh akrape shmaya v'raya lazem idin chiyuv kofer du gam ke mehachiyuv debelo yishmerenu v'hu ne'emar l'inyan onesh bidei shamayim denenash arutzich ha'shora d'hakufra kapara Hachinami din d'lo yishmeru d'nezikin ne'emar gam le'inyan onesh bidei shamayim. Namely, if you go back to the psukim in Perek Kaf Aleph in Parshas Mishpatim, we find over there the concept of lo yishmerenu twice. We find it Im shor nagachu mitzmol shilshon v'hu ad b'ba'alav v'lo yishmerenu v'hem is isha isha hashor yisakel v'gam b'alav yumatim kofer yushas alav. So we find it within the context of kofer, which is a very limited context of an animal murdering a human being. But then it continues into the next parasha of ki yigof shor ish et shor yehu umeis. O no da kishor nagachu mitmol shalsham perakaf alaf pasuk lamidvav v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav shalem yishalem. So rather than simply read the pasuk that if we have a situation where a person was not shomer, then he should pay, read it v'lo yishmerenu, he's over alav. Namely, v'lo yishmerenu, we have over here a lashon of alav, v'lo yishmerenu, he's over an isur of not watching his animal, then shalem yishalem. So that's, in other words, so one could say that you don't have to necessarily look around make 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 a make a trip around the world of Isurim to try and find an Isur which is similar to Mazik. Within the Parsha of Mazik, we have the word V'loyishmerenu twice. Once in terms of Kofer, but also in terms of Nezek Shalem. That Nezek Shalem also stems from a lo yishmerenu. The problem is simply, it's brilliant, right? I mean, it's here, it's on the table. The problem is that none of the Monei HaMitzvos count V'lo Yishmerenu as a mitzvah. Anyway, we don't find it anywhere. You know, we want to deal with an Isur Doraisa, so, you know, we could say we have another Isur that we're going to expand. But to say that we're going to create an Isur Yesh Me'ayin when there is a simple way of learning the Pasuk, and maybe you could limit the world of Kapara to a case of murder, not to apply it to every situation, that Kapara implies that every case of Mazik there's going to be a Chiyuv L'Idei Shamayim, that's a stretch of Reb Chaim's imagination. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's a reality. So in any case, that is an option. Rav Bednarsh, on his Makoro sheet, pointed out that Yitachain, that even though none of the Monei HaMitzvos count this as a lav, maybe it is a black and white Gemara. Maybe it's not just Reb Chaim's imagination. If you look on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, okay? You with me on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis? It always pays to look at Reb Bednarsh's Makoros as well. The problem is that we go ahead of it pretty soon, but in the meantime, when we're doing things a little differently in terms of what's A, what's B, what's C. So, the Gemara is searching for a question in terms of what is a person's chiyuv of shmira on an animal which may not already be a muad. Do we have, what level of shmira do we require? So in the wide lines of the Gemara points out that we have a world of veloyish merenu, the pasuk that we saw. So in the fifth line, it says you can't be medayek anything in terms of what kind of shor we're talking about, dafka shor nagach or not a shor nagach, because we need this pasuk to tell us that we have an iser. A lav is an iser. So the Gemara said, "Im ken yichtav Rachmana v'lo yishmor, mai lo yishmerenu, lazev lo la'acher." In other words, that this pasuk, that these words lo yishmerenu, can serve a double function. They can serve as a source of a lav, and they could also serve as a miut, lo yishmerenu for this, but not another. However, Tosfos over there points out, Hamiboyle lelav nirati girsas asfarim the garse hamiboyle legufe kulamar lo ribu yacharibu. Namely, it's nothing to do with a lav. There is no lav over here. Rashi over here also points out that the Rashi in the, how should I say, about 2/3 of the way down the Amud, beginning of the line says, "V'ha lo yishmerenu miboyle lo lav klomar legufe." In other words, whether you have the gears of lav or you don't have the gears of lav, it doesn't mean a lav. So Rashi and Tosfos don't learn that way, but you know, it could be a very fine raya to Reb Chaim that we have a lav of lo yishmerenu. But again, no one learns that way, and the Rishonim on the daf say either that's a wrong girsa, or we have to read it as a chomar. It doesn't mean a lav. It means simply the din of watching a shor muad. Okay, that's one direction. Okay, so we have Baal Tashlis with its issues, Lo Yishmerenu with its issues, and then we have a group of achronim. We have the Rashash, and the Kilas Yaakov, and Rav Gusman says, Rav Shimon Shkap also. They all move over to the world of Aveda, right? That we have, the Rashash points out, Hamachuyav lahashiv avedoso ulahatzigo minezek dimemela. That if, in other words, you have a chiyuv to prevent someone from being damaged by an outside source, kalvachomer shelo yigrom lo hezek. Namely, that we have over here a kalvachomer. If the Torah says that you have to prevent someone from a loss that is not caused by you, Kal v'chomer, that you should not cause someone a loss. That's the direction of the Reshash. There's such a Gemara in Baba Metzia, and Lamed Aleph, that the Gemara points out over there that Ra'a Ra'amayim Shishotvin Ubayim. If you see that a tsunami is coming towards your neighbor's property, then the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim is Hareze Goder Bifnehem. You should turn that water, you build a fence in front of that wave of water that your friend shouldn't be hurt. So Chara Kal V'Chomer, you shouldn't take a hose and destroy his property. Okay, in other words, that's an option that we find the whole group of Achronim mentioning. But we also have an option mentioned in the Rishonim, and if you want to, the boundary between the Rishonim and the Achronim, right? The Yad Rama, Rav Meir Halevi Abu Lafia, was a Rishon. He was like a real Rishon. He was a Rishon in the time of, he was a Rishon in Toledo, one of Rishonei Sfarad. The Ramban wrote Shelos to the Rama, the Rashba wrote Shelot to the Rama. He wrote a whole bunch of Hasagos on the Ravid, Hasagos HaRama that he sent to Chachmei Guniel, why they shouldn't follow the Rambam. Anyway, that was a whole controversy. But he was a real Rishon. And so in the Yad Rama, on the sugya that we have later on about comparing the world of Zora, the Misayato Haruach, that on Shabbos, if you have a mixture of chaff and grain, and you throw it to the wind, and the wind blows away the chaff, and the grain comes down, that's a Malechas Machsheves of Zora, Yechayev Midoraisa. So the Gemara asks, why, if we have a situation where you and the wind together created a fire, namely that you lit the fire, but the wind took it to someone else's property, why would you be potter? Why don't we say that you're harnessing nature, like Zora of Mesayato Haruach? And the Gemara distinguishes between the world of Nezikin and the world of Shabbos. So in the context of that sugya, the Yad Rama points out that in the world of Nezikin, it's not as though you are perfectly permitted to do that act of lighting a fire and allowing the wind to carry it to your neighbor's property. That's grama. And even if we say that grama is pater b'yidei adam, gam kein have isura. What is the isur of grama? So he wants over here to say that either it's lifnei iver lo sitein michshol or v'yahavta reyacha kamocha. The Yam Shel Shlomo picks up on the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. The Yam Shel Shlomo quotes the Gemara later on in Baba Kama, the Kuf Yudalad, which deals with an individual who is asked to give, a Jew, is asked to give testimony in a court of Goyim, where there's somech on one aid to be motzi mama. And so the Gemara says, you can't give that testimony because then you'll be motzi mama and shalom aliba the din. You need two aid in. So the Gemara says, well, what if you're an Adam Chashuv and you really have no alternative in this matter? Are you allowed to or not? The Gemara leaves it as Teku. And the Rush, according to our Gidson, the Rush says that since we have a din of Teku and we're dealing with an Iser Drabanon of Gorein, so Safek Drabanon Lekula. So the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Yam Shel Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Luria. Shlomo Luria was a generation of the Bechaber and the Ramah. So he says, how could the Rosh possibly say that? We're dealing over here with an Iser D'Oraisa. Af mi D'Oraisa Aser Lasos Hezek L'Chaveiro. Afilu kol dine gramba d'nezikim p'tur min ha-Torah, asur min ha-Torah, mishum v'yahavta reyacha kamocha. And so he changes the girsa in the Rosh. To say that you are not allowed to give the testimony. Or if you give it, there's not going to be nidui on you, but not that you're allowed to give the testimony. In any case, We have already moving back to the Tkufa of the Rishonim, moving to V'haftarecha Kamocha. Now, V'haftarecha Kamocha, we're all aware, lends itself to expansion. Who expands V'haftarecha Kamocha? To include other ma'asim, to include a whole list of ma'asim? The Rambam in Hilchos Avil. The Rambam in Hilchos Avil, a famous Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Avil, towards the end of the Mishnah Torah, points out, Mitzvah Saseshel Divreihem Levakir Cholim Lenachem Aveilim Lehotzi Hameis Lachnis Hakala Lelavos Orchim, etc., etc. All of these are Gemilos Chasadim, and all of these mitzvos are Bichlal V'Haftarech L'Reach HaKamocha. So the Rambam, in other words, V'Haftarech HaKamocha lends itself to expansion. The Rambam expands it on a drabbanan plane, Mitzvos Elu Midivreihem. Those who have seen the Mishnah Torah, the Sefer HaMitzvos, know that the Ramban, in the first Shoresh of the Mishnah Torah, over there, the Bahag counts Bikur Cholim, not mistaken, as a Mitzvah Midoraisa. And the Rambam gets very upset at him that it's a drabbanan, and the Ramban says, you yourself say it's V'Haftarecha Kamocha, so why should it be a drabbanan? It's a sniffa, V'Haftarecha Kamocha. It should be a doraisa, namely what the Rambam does on a drabbanan plane, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, they do on a doraisa plane. That all of these mitzvos, kvura samei, sachnosis kala, they're all mitzvos doraisa of V'Haftarecha Kamocha. What the Yad Ramah and Yad Shoshamu suggest is that maybe we can apply this also to a world of isurim, namely that being mazik is a isur of bitul of v'haftarecha kamocha. In other words, it's undermining v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. Okay. Yeah?
I haven't seen the Ramban. Is it clear from the Ramban that he himself holds that these things are d'oraisa, or he's just saying to the Rambam, you l'shitasta, you should...
He holds that the Bahag is correct, that they're d'oraisa. And he says, even the Rambam should agree with that. That, you know, it's also the Megillas Esther over there. They all talk about that.
Is that better than Baltashlis?
What? Is it better than Baltashlis? To a certain degree, because Haftarecha Kamocha is dealing with Reya. It's dealing with your relation to someone else. Baltashlis, we're dealing with yourself. The issue with Baltashlis and Baltosif is that you're dealing with yourself. Masha'en Kem V'Haftarecha Kamocha or Hashav Teshivim deals with right, the Hashem Teshivik by Abaye ben Aveda deals with your relationship with another party. But L'chora, what? Yeah, Reacha.
You can also say Lashon Hara about yourself either, isn't that the same idea?
Lashon Hara is a separate Easter. L'selach Rachil ba'amecha doesn't, you know, where it's, I mean, you shouldn't go around saying Lashon Hara to the world. But whom you're saying, you're right, you shouldn't say about yourself as well. But there it doesn't mention Reyacha. I know that I'm a dogei b'davar, but I really like Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos in terms of his direction, because it fits so beautifully, perhaps into the language of the Torah itself. If you recall, the Torah pointed out that kishem she'aser lignov ligzov mamon chaveiro kach aser lahazik mamon chaveiro, right? Mamon shelo of the chaver. So we've been searching for the iser high and low, all in other fields. But yitachem, what Rabbeinu Yonah points out, is that we have Moshe kibel Torah misinim asura liYehoshua, that we have a concept of Torah shebal peh, and his example of Torah shebal peh is arei harei kosuv lo sigzol v'kol hanazikin bichlal oso halav v'hein hein haTorah shayakabalas Moshe b'Sinai. That Moshe Rabbeinu taught us how to learn Torah. He taught us how to read the words. That when it says lo sigzol and it says lo signov, it includes also the entire world of Nezikin. The first six prakim of Bava Kama are found also in the Isurim of lo signov and lo sigzol. And then the language of the Tur can be very exact. Kishem she'aser lignov v'ligzol mamon chaveiro kach aser, from this same makar of ligno veligzo aser lahazik mamon shelo. The question over here is really, you know, it's does how exactly is this supposed to work? Lo signov and lo sigzol. In other words, the moment you have more than one iser, it means we have a certain common denominator. What's the common denominator of losignov and losigzol that we're going to try and squeeze the world of mazik into this common denominator? L'chora, what are we dealing with over here? What do losigzol and losignov have in common? If we're going to view them as a sort of a framework of Iser.
You're lowering someone else's bank account.
But that is certainly what we're going to have to say according to Rabbeinu Yonah. But we were brought up, you know, where it's being yonik from the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't say that at all, right? The Rambam speaks about the Iser of losignov as an Iser of not how you hurt the other person, but what you do for yourself. That you're doing a maisa lekicha from someone else. Right? That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That's how he defines the maisa avera. Kol hagonev mamon mishava pruta lamala over agotas losignov. Asur. Ezehu huganav zehalokeach mamon adam beseser ein habalim yodim asur lignov kol shehu afilu derech schok gonev almanas lahachzir almanas l'shalem hakol asur, that we have an iser of taking something for yourself, even if you're not necessarily, according to the Rambam, hurting the other person. You may just be hurting him temporarily, that he thinks he may, you know, or it's that you're doing it as a joke, just joking, right? I picked your packet, I was just joking, here, take it back. According to the Rambam, that's an Iser of losignov. You're taking someone else's property. Similarly, lotigzol, there's a Reb Chaim. I don't recall if it's in the Chibur Mipi Hashmua, but it's certainly quoted by the Talmidim of Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky, in his Chazon Yechezkel, in the Tosefta Baba Metzia, I think in the third parak, he quotes Reb Chaim, that the difference between losignov and losigzol is that losignov you're chayev on the maisa lekicha, and losigzol you're chayev for the totza'ah, for the result of having someone else's property under your control. So therefore, we, in other words, there's no iser of gzeila b'derech schok, because you're going to return it to him. There's no iser of gzeila al menas lahachzir. There's no Iser of Geneva on Gonev Min Haganov, but there is an Iser of Gzela on Gonev Min Haganov. Namely, that the mice, in other words, that Geneva, we look at the act that you are doing. Are you doing an act of taking directly from someone else in a certain manner? Mashenken in Gzela, we don't care so much about the act as the result. But both of them, we're dealing with your profiting from someone else. Rather than causing him a loss, you're profiting. You're profiting. You're taking. You're taking, or you're holding on to. The Rambam does expand, but he expands it in a limited manner. The Rambam, I sent you both to the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis and the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, that the Rambam understands that Toavas Hashem Kol Osei Eile Kol Osei Avel, that the Toavat Hashem is expanding the world of Gneva and Gzela to places that you could have argued technically are out of the exact Iser. When you're dealing with a Goy, when you're dealing with this form of Rama'ut, when you're dealing with a form of Mine Mirmot, Ziyuf, Siluf, in other words, Ona'ot, Tachbulot, V'chulei, that all of these Ma'asim Ra'im also come under the world of Gneva and Gzela. But the Rambam never brings in the world of Mazik, as we pointed out. With the Rambam, there's no Iser in the world of Mazik. It's not going to be subsumed even in this broader, you know, it's Lotase Kol Eila Kol Osei Ova. We're not going to find it in that context. As David pointed out, if we're going to find it, we have to turn everything on its head. We have to say, not that Gneva and Gzela include mazik, but rather that mazik includes gneva and gezela. Right, look at the Me'iri, the language of the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, what is the topic of Baba Kama? The topic of Baba Kama, the entire Masechta, Tvios habos mitzad hezek hamagia me'odam lechaveiro. People are losing money. People are being hurt by someone else. That's Baba Kama. How can you be hurt? You can be hurt hezek hamagia lo'odam mitzad mamono. You can be hurt by someone's property. Or you can have hezek habala adam mitzad gufo derech geneva. Or hezek habala adam derech haka'a. Or hezek habala adam derech gezela. Namely, that we're just turning it upside down. That the Torah Sheba'al Peh is that geneva and gezela are examples of hezek. Not that hezek is geneva and gezela. We have a broad category of hezek. And the Torah is telling us, for example, we have a form of hezek of geneva. We have a form of hezek of gezela. We'll have a form of hezek of chovel. And we'll have a form of hezek of mazik. Right? That's the Torah Sheba'al Peh, that we have an Easter d'oraisa on all of these. Yes?
It's still going to fit with the Rabbeinu Yonah.
What?
It's still going to fit with the Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah. That Rabbeinu Yonah is simply explaining to us that when that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that when the Torah says, go signov, velo sigzol, Hari akosav lo sigzol, Afal shatora beferusha nitna, shim loke nievshe lameda ve, shari kosav lo sigzol, vechol hanazikin bichlal oso hala, vehein hein atora shekabalas Moshe. Namely, that we have an Iser of Mazik, and the Pasuk of the Iser is Lo Tigzol, because Lo Tigzol is an example of a broader category. Lo Tigzol is, in other words, is Mitzad Torah Sheba'al Peh, is an example of a broader category. Again, this is not the Rambam by any means or form, even the Rambam's expansion. What is the nafkamina we pointed out as to whether there is an Iser of Gezel or not an Iser of Gezel? So he pointed out that one basic nafkamina is in the world of psul edus. Who is pasul edus? So the Rambam in Hilchos Edus in Perek Yud, right, points out that the classic psul edus is someone who is over an avera on which there are malkos. Because when we're dealing with Malkos, we speak about V'haya in Bin Hakos HaRasha, and a Rasha is Pasol Le'edus. That's the classic Rasha. Ezehu Rasha, Kol She'avar Aveiro Shechai V'Maleha Malkos, Ze Rasha U Pasol. Hilkos Edus Perek Yud HaLecha Beis, Ariya Torah Kro La'machuyev Malkos Rasha. However, the Rambam continues, V'od Yesh Sham Rishaim Shem Psulim Le'edus, even though there's no Malkos. And that's the category of Rasha de Chamas. So rather, Rambam explains, who's a Rasha de Chamas? Hoil v'lokchim mamon she'eno shelahem b'chamas psulim. She'nehemar ki yakum eid chamas b'ish. Kegon haganavim v'hachamsanim v'chulei. So the question is, what about an individual who is mazik? He's clearly not going to be a Rasha in terms of a Chiyuv Malkos. There's no Chiyuv Malkos for Mazik. Would he be a Rasha D'chamas? So here, if there's no Iser, like the Rambam himself says clearly, if there's no Iser, there's not going to be a Psul Edus. That's the Shita of the Yamshel Shlomo. If you turn the page over, the second Makor, the Yamshel Shlomo says, Teida lo matzinu Mazik mamon chaveiro biyadayim pasul Edus. There's no Psul Edus. Even if we say that there is an Iser, it may depend as to which Iser. It's hard to say that V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha would be a lot Rasha d'chamas. It's hard to say that Hashev t'shivein by Aveda, the lack of Hashev t'shivein, would be a Rasha d'chamas. However, lo yishmerenu, that already is in the direction. If we say that that we're dealing over here with an Iser of Mazik, which is described in the Torah as Lo Tigzol, that Lo Tigzol is Aser Lahazik Derech Gzela, and he's a Rasha D'chamas, Yitachen also, that the Mazik Derech Mamono would be a Rasha D'chamas, the Mazik Derech Haka would be a Rasha D'chamas. That's what's Masha from the Bach. The Bach points out, Reisi B'Mordechai Ha'aruch B'Shem HaRav Yakir, the Mazik Chayru B'Mezid, That such an individual is pasul, and therefore, if we have an individual who's moder that he was mazik b'mezid, but he claims he was only mazik $100 worth of property, and the person says, no, you were mazik $200, he's pasul le'edus. In other words, he's pasul for shvua as well. In other words, that he won't. We have to say kenegdo nishba. In other words, that he's out of the world of ne'emanus. He no longer has any ne'emanus. That lechora is one nafkamina. What's a second nafkamina? As to whether we have an iser. Again, we already saw it in one of the rishonim. One nafkamina is: do we have a psul eidus? What would be another nafkamina? What if we have a suffik as to whether we have a hezek? We're not sure whether there was a maisa hezek or not, or we're not sure as to whether the maisa hezek comes under the din of hezek or under grama v'chule. On whom is the burden of proof? Generally, on whom is the burden of proof in the world of mamonos? The nizak has to prove that the mazik broke two windows, not just broke one window. However, if we say there's an iser to be mazik, and we're not sure if an iser was done, and we're dealing with an iser doraisa, what's the halacha in the world of iser v'heter? That we paskin that we have a world of suffik doraisa l'chumra.
But wouldn't that only go so far as the iser is concerned? In other words, he did an iser, but that can't be
correct. So look at the third marker. We'll come to it, just to see it now, b'kufya. We'll come to it later. There's a Rashba on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Avo mechuberet, if the horn is attached to the animal artificially, ema kula mu'edasi, maybe even if an animal is being nogeach for the first time, we'll view him as a muad. Kashali, asked the Rashba, adarabba, ema kula tamahi, l'shalem chatzi nezek bilachud. If we're not sure if something is chatzi nezek or nezek shalem, why you say it's certainly, you know, let's assume it's nezek shalem. The kol afuke mamona kula l'tovei v'chumra l'nitva. We have a rule in general. Hamotzi mechavel l'haray. If you're not sure what under which category this comes in the Torah, a tam or a muad, half nezek or full nezek, ma pitom over here that we should go l'chumra. V'yesh lamar adaraba benezikin sfeke didhu l'hachmir ki isur. I didn't say it. The Rashba says it. Okay. Again, what does the Rashba mean? Whether the Rashba is assuming, oh, we have an Easter being Mazik, and therefore we're going to view every Nezik from the perspective of the Easter, or not, I can't tell you. But clearly, that is one way of understanding the language over here of the Rashba. That's basically the question that the Yam Shel Shlomo asked on the Rush. How can the Rush say if we have a Teku, if the Adam Chashuv can be made or not, we'll say that he can be made. We'll be mekil. How do you mean be mekil? We're dealing in the world of Iser. Being goreim nezek is an Iser. You can't be mekil in a world of Isurim. You can be mekil in a world of mamonos. But you can't be mekil in a world of Isurim. Okay. Adkan hakafa alav. This is the first topic that we dealt with in terms of, again, off the book, just introduction to the Masechta. Are we dealing in the world of mazik only with the question of payments, or is there an underlying Iser, just as we have an Iser in Geneva and Gzela, do we have an Iser in Mazik as well? It's Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Achronim, and the Machlokas in terms of the Nafkaminas that we mentioned. Moving to another topic, again, a basic topic on which we're going to have to build during the course of the year, that is the question, okay, we have a Din of Tashlumin. Everyone agrees that the world of Nezikin is a world of Tashlumin. But the question is, what underlies the Tashlumin? Why over here do we have Tashlumin? For what does the person pay? Why is the person paying? What aspect of that which occurred is he responsible for? Is he paying for? So here we have a Chakira. It's, again, a classic chakira that we find in the Achronim, but basically the Chorif, Machokas Rishonim, in terms of Adam HaMazik And we have l'chora, a parallel chakira in terms of mamon hamazik. And then, with this, we can then move over into the Mishnah. Let's start with Adam Hamazik. Along with me, just move in the Masechta to Daf Kaf Zayin Amad Aleph. Daf Kaf Zayin, earlier. The last Mishnah in the second Perek, last Mishnah in Keser HaRegel, Daf Kaf Vav Amad Aleph, Adam Muad La'olam, Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashen. That L'chora, the Mishnah is telling us, is that an individual is always responsible for whatever he does. If you move to Amad Beis, the top of the page, V'chein Tana de Bechizkia, Amar Kra, Petza Tachas Petza, that if you cause someone an injury, then you have to pay. L'chayevo al hashoge kemezid al ha'ones keratzon. Okay, that it appears that La'ola means La'ola, no quarter, like Daniel Boone in the Alamo. No quarter, right? The Mexicans aren't going to give any rest. That under all circumstances, an individual is going to have to pay. However, if we move back to the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that's where we hit into Adam HaMazik for the first time, that we have machlokes here, you saw, between Rav and Shmuel. What does the word mave mean in the Mishnah? Is mave a form of shor, or is mave Adam? So the Gemara wants to understand the Mishnah according to Rav, and the Gemara points out that the Mishnah points out that the common denominator of that which mentioned the Mishnah is Darko Lahazik, right? Ushmirasan Olechos. If you look about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, the Gemara asks, V'chishor Darko Lahazik? And the Gemara answers, B'muad. Umuad Darko Lahazik, Kevan Di'iyayid, Orchehu. That we view a Shor Muad as having a propensity to cause damage. So Gemara asks, Adam, if we learn according to Rav, that Mava means Adam, Adam Darko Lahazik, are we going to say that man, in terms of his nature, is destructive? Now, in the 21st century, I think most people would say, yeah. But, it's once upon a time, there was an optimistic view of man. Rav Kook maintained an optimistic view of man. Man is basically a tzelem Elokim, and he's going to do the right thing. So the Gemara answers, be Yashin. When man is sleeping, and he's not that much in charge of himself, then he's Darko Lahazik. So Gemara asks, Yashin Darko Lahazik, is that what we find, really? That people, when they're asleep, go sleepwalking and drive and break down gates or whatever? Kevan de Kayif Upashit Orchehu. People move around when they sleep, and when they move around, they can bang the person next to them. And so, over here, Tosas says, Birushalmi, Tosas Kevan de Kayif Upashit, Birushalmi, Yesh de Yashin Lomachayev, Ela kishehishkiv atzmo eitzel kelim. If you go to sleep in a China store and then you have a nightmare and you break kelim, that's when you're chayev. Avol im yashen, you go to sleep in your bed. Veheviu kelim etzlo, and someone puts a vase next to your bed. Veshavran patur heim garmulo. Vachinim hayyashen ve'achavero lishan etzlo veiziku zeetze harishan patur va'achron chayev. That if you, when you went to sleep, were not aware there's anything near you, and then something is put next to you and you cause damage to a kli or to a person, you're potter. In other words, Adam Muad La'olam, except. Right? In other words, that there are exceptions to the rule. Even though it said Ones Karatzam, but there are exceptions to the rule. Question is, what is the rule of the exceptions? Under what circumstances is Adam... Do we apply the Mishnah of Adam Muad Li'olam, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Ones, Ben Ratzon? And when do we say he's Patur? So here we have a Machlokes Rishonim. A Machlokes between Tosos and the Ramban. Tosos is by us, and the Ramban would have been by us had we had a Kedushi Ramban of Baba Kama, but since we don't, so we have to go to Baba Metzia to find our Ramban. But he quotes Tosos of Baba Kama. What does Tosos point out? We have a Mishnah in the beginning of the third Perek that says that Hameniach Kad Birshus Arabim Uba Acher V'Niska Ba Uvishvara Patur. That if Party A puts a pitcher in the Rishus HaRabim, and party B comes and he trips on the pitcher and he breaks it, so then he's patur. What happened to Adam Uvod Liolam? So the Gemara says that it happened ba'afela. It was a dark night. He couldn't have seen it. But still, what happened to Adam Muad Leolam? That's what Tosus was bothered by. Tosus says, Ha de prigela kamon iniskal posheyahu olo. We're going to see a machlokes whether tripping is considered to be an act of negligence or not. That's kigon sheniskal meyatzmo. That's when you trip over your own shoelaces. How below niskal bishum davar, but not you trip over something else. Avohacha sheniskal machmas mikhsho. If you trip because something was put in the dark in front of you, you had no idea that you had to think that someone's going to leave a pitcher in the middle of the street. Anasu. You're anus and you're patur. Aye. Doesn't the Mishnah say, Afagav de la'el marbinan onus karatzon, but Adam ha'masik bin petza tachas petza? Didn't we say that Adam is a universal chayav, Adam ul li'olam? Ones gamur lo rabbi rachmana. That there is ones and there is ones. Adam uad liolam on a normal day-to-day ones. But on an ones gamur, there Adam is going to be patur. Had Tosus ended over here, that would have been great. Even if he continues a little bit, it's still okay. Because he points out, what's an example of ones gamur? The Habi Yerushalmi. Poter oso shi yashan rishonim hizik l'sheni haba etzol ishan. That Tosus that we saw in Daf Dalet, that's an example of ones gamur. Namely, even the Bavli agrees. It's not a Yerushalmi. We all agree. That's the niskal ba'afela. That when you're not expecting something to be there, and you break it, that's ones gamur, and Adam is pater. And then he points out, we also have a gemara later on. Hiniach lem aviyem para she'ula, that the children come to the estate of the father after the father passed away. It's a father, Baruch Hashem is living in Yerushalayim. Kids are living in Boca. And they come here to divide up the estate, and they see this cow, and they assume that their father invested in a cow, fresh milk every morning. They had no idea it was a borrowed cow, and they shechted it. So the halacha is, tavkua v'achua, they decided to eat the third night of Shiva, the cow. Mishalmim de mei basar v'zol. They don't pay as mazik. They simply pay because zehnene v'zechaser. So they pay the hanah, that they don't pay as a mazik, they don't pay the full value. Why? Because anusimhem, they were totally unaware. Adam is pater if he's totally unaware. That's ones gamur. Also a third raya, masnisin, tanan. Haya balachavis rishon o balakor achor. And you have two people walking, Rishus HaRabim, one carrying a pitcher on his shoulder, the other carrying a beam. Im amad bal hachavis, if the person with the pitcher stops suddenly, and the second person banged into him, Nishbara Chavis Bikara, Patur. Again, Ones Gomor, how would I expect that he would stop in the middle without signaling? Right? In other words, if you want to stop, you have to signal. If you stop without signaling, so that's Ones Gomor. Okay? So far, so good. The problem is the rest of Tosfos. That the rest of Tosfos points out that even though we were brought up on Baba Metzia, right? The first parak that we learned, many of us, was Shnayim Olchsen, even in Ramashi was Shnayim Olchsen. And after that, we learned Hamafkid. And so we all know about the Arba Shomrim, and we know about Pshia, and Gneva, and Gzela, and Ones, that we have these categories. When we're talking over here about Ones Gomor, we're not speaking about those categories. That Ones Gomor, in the world of Adam HaMazik, is the equivalent, says Tosfos, of Gneva in the world of Shomrim. That in the world of Shomrim, we have this ascending or descending scale, right? That in the world of Shomrim, we have Shia, that even a Shomer, Chinam is Chayavon, total negligence. Then we have Aveda, and then we have Geneva, on which a Shomer Chinam is Patur, but a Shomer Sachar is Chayav. And then we have Ones, that a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar are Patur, and only a Shoel is Chayav. That's in the world of Shomer. However, in the world of Adam Hamazik, this is the dividing line. This is Ones Gomor. And here we have Ones, and here we have Pshi. In the world of Adam Hamazik, anything which is beyond a level of Aveda is already called Ones Gomor. And in that way, he Tosis meshes the sugyos. That we have a sugya of niskal, which is called ones gamur, even though a shomer sachar is chayev. You're going to have a case where a shomer sachar is going to be chayev on geneva, but adam hamazik will be pater because it's ones gamur. That is hard to say. It's just hard to say. Why call that ones gamur? Ones gamur, we would think about a typhoon, right? But why should the equivalent of geneva, namely, someone paid for me to watch. Someone gave me his wallet and said, "Do me a favor, and watch my wallet." And I put his wallet with my wallet on my table, and someone steals both wallets. So if I'm a shomer chinam, I'm patur. But if I'm a shomer sachar, I'm only going to be patur on his wallet if I put it into a safe, and someone cracked the safe. But if someone took it off the table, I'd be chayav. That's geneva. On that, I'm chayav. Adam Hamazik, in an equivalent case, says Tosos that it would be potter. The equivalent case of putting it on the table. It's hard to say, but Tosos says it. So the sugya is fitted. The Ramban says that Tosos is totally, totally, totally wrong. The Ramban says you can't do that. It's not proper. We have a Mishnah. Adam Muad La'olam. And the Gemara says, Bein Ones Ubein Ratzon. That means that man is always, always, always chayav. That there, it's no, what is it called? No fault insurance. It's irrelevant if you were negligent or not negligent. The insurance company is always going to pay. I'm always going to have to pay for anything that I do, whether I was negligent or not, on his gomor or not. What does the Ramban do with the Yerushalmi? What does he do with the case of chavis, etc., etc.? He has a different rule. Adam HaMazik is always chayav unless the Nizak brought it upon himself. If the Nizak brought it upon himself, I put something next to someone who's sleeping, I lay down next to someone who is sleeping, I stop suddenly, then then Adam HaMazik is off the hook. But if the Nizak didn't do anything, then Adam HaMazik is always going to be chayav. A. B, the Ramban says that in terms of what drove Tosis crazy with the world of Niskal, tripping, and the Shomrim, etc., where Tosis drew this line, so the Ramban says that the moment that you have a relationship with the individual who is Nizak, namely, you're a Shomer, or you're an Uman, you're a garage mechanic, then you're not an Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is a third party. Adam HaMazik is someone who is entering into a relationship where there's no prior relationship. But if we have a working relationship, I'm the shomer and you're the mafkid, I'm the uman and you're the balabayas, that's out of the realm of Adam HaMazik. And therefore, Adam HaMazik, according to the Ramban, is always chayav. I'm shia, I'm geneva, aveda, ones gamur, etc. However, the moment that we have a relationship of shomer mafkid uman balabayit, that's not adam hamazik. That's a different world, and that has different criteria. Okay. So we have then a machlokas, basic machlokas between the Ramban and the Balei Tosfos. Just to look at the Ramban inside, just that batsasi b'tosfos b'bekama mafarshim osam mishum adam hamazik. They want to say that the person who tripped is chayav is patur because of Adam HaMazik. Im kein lama patru ledivrei Omer onasu halo adamu liyolam ben ratzon heim heshivu eino chayav ba'onsim gedolim. And what was their proof? The Yerushalmi of the Yashem. V'i efshar lahamida. That's nothing. That's wrong. That, in other words, the principle that the Tosfos wanted to learn out from the Yerushalmi is the wrong application. The Nizak brought it upon himself. And also by the case of the Bal HaKor and the Bal HaChavis, the Nizak brought it upon himself. And also the case of the jug in the Rishus HaRabim, the Nizak brought it upon himself. He put his jug in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. Kulam kishahem adam hamazik mishum pshia the Nizak patra bahem. We don't patra him because of onus. We pater him because the Nizak brought it upon himself. Why? Adam HaMazik. And so they wanted to say that that was a case of ones gamur, and ones gamur is like a neva, it's like a neva, not like a veda, v'chule, v'chule. Ma pitam, that's a totally different world. Ein be'uman ha'toa be'molachta mishun mazik. Adam ha'mazik does not apply to people who already have a relationship of uman, balabayit, shomer, mafkid, etc. That's not Adam ha'mazik. And therefore, sof davar, and the Raman says, and what's my proof that I'm correct? Kevan shizkiru chachamim ones ben ezikin. What's the example of Chazal of to the degree that a person is chayiv? Evan munachas becheko lo hikir ba me'ola. Right? I was sitting and learning, and when I learn, I told, not me, but let's say Rabbi Benosh, when he learns, he totally concentrates, and someone put an evan becheko, and he was totally unaware there was an evan, and he got up, and the evan fell and broke something, he's chayiv. That, in other words, he was totally unaware. And in other words, but b'chol zot, he is potter. Or, nafal min hagag beruach sheina metzuya. I went to sleep on the roof of my house, and a hurricane came and blew me off, and I broke someone's sukkah. Baruch Hashem, I came out okay, but his sukkah was totally destroyed. I'm chayiv, right? Hare yiskilu sofa onsim kulam. That's the mother of all onsim, right? In other words, sofa onsim kulam, being blown off a roof. In other words, who's blown off of a roof? What kind of wind is there that's going to blow a person off of a roof? And b'chol zot, ruach sheina metzuya. The Gemara doesn't distinguish, was it a 20 miles per hour, it's 40 miles per hour, 100 miles per hour. I feel ka'osu she'el Eliyahu b'mashma. In other words, l'chora, even if it would have been a wind that would pick up Eliyahu, I would be chayav. Adam mu'ad la'olam. Okay, so according to Ramban, Adam ha'mazik is chayav under all circumstances. According to Tosfos, he's potter in ones gamur, and ones gamur pretty much is almost anything beyond pshia. So when Adam HaMazik pays, why is he paying? What is he paying for? What's the difference between the Ramban and Tosfos in terms of the source of payment? According to the Tosfos, what is the Adam HaMazik paying for? Let's say similar to a shomer, what is he paying for?
For he wasn't shomer himself.
For a lack of shmira on himself. He's not watching himself, right? That was the language of the Gemara going back there to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, how can you fit Adam into the Mishnah? The Mishnah speaks about Shmiras on Olecha, that they are, you're responsible to watch them, while an Adam is responsible to watch himself. To me, Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. A person basically is Chayav because he has to watch himself. And if he doesn't watch himself, he's guilty. He's responsible. He's chayev because to a certain degree, he is negligent. Okay, so the moment that there's ones gamur, there's a lack of negligence. I watched myself. What could I do? This went beyond my watching myself. Then he's pater. Well, according to the Ramban, why do you pay?
Because you were mazik.
Because you did an act of nezek. You pay for the act of nezek. It's totally beyond questions of guilt. It's not a question of negligence. You're responsible for a person is responsible for his actions, whether he's awake, whether he's sleeping, whether he's doing it baratzon, or he's being blown off of a roof. He's responsible for any act that his body does, unless the nizak brings it upon himself, or unless we have a previous relationship that governs our interaction. Like an uman, like a shomer, etc. One can, I think, without too much of a jump, say we have a very, very similar chakira in terms of the world of mamon hamazik. Why am I chayev when my animal does damage? Why am I chayev when my fire does damage? Why am I chayev when my pit does damage? Why am I chayev for all of these mazikin that I own? What are the other options over here? Am I chayev for a lack of shmirah, for not watching them, right? That I'm responsible to watch them. I didn't watch them properly. But if I would have watched them properly, I would have been patur, right? That's the first Mishnah in the sixth parak. The sixth parak, Hakones Son Ladir. So the Mishnah over there says that Im Na'alan Karo'ui, if I lock them in, then I am Pater. Yatzar Zika Pater. I watch them. I'm responsible for watching them. If I watch them, I'm Pater. If I don't watch them, then I'm Chayev. Or what's the other side? I'm responsible for my property. The same way I'm responsible as Adam Amazik for myself, I'm responsible for my property. In other words, namely that these are mine. I own them, and because I own them, they're like an extension of me. But what?
Building a tour.
But we have Onis Rachmana Patre. If I did what I could have, so even though in Adam Amazik we don't have an Onis Rachmana Patre, within the world of Mammon Amazik we have an Onis Rachmana Patre. Okay, so that chakira exists. Generally, it's viewed as two lashonos in Rashi on Daf Tesem and Aleph. Daf Tesem and Aleph, we have a Mishnah which is one of the Sphinx-like Mishnayos that we find occasionally in Shas. In other words, where the syntax is totally, like beyond us, and so we have to explain every word. And so the first line, the first six words of the Mishnah, Kol shechavti b'shmiraso hichsharti et nizko. How do you translate that into English? How do you translate it? What does it mean? Kol shechavti b'shmiraso hichsharti et nizko. So Rashi has two options. Kol shechavti b'shmiraso, kol shenitchayavti l'shomro, anything that I'm responsible for watching, hichsharti et nizko. Klomar imhizik hichsharti, zimanti oso hezek, shelo shemartiv yafet. Anything that I'm responsible to watch, if I didn't watch it properly, I have to pay for it. That's the first side. Kach matzati. Lishna achrina, hichsharti et nizko, alai lahakshir uletaken et nizko. Klomar ani chayav l'shalem. Anything which is mine, anything which is under my bailus, I am responsible to pay for its damage. That's, in other words, except in a case where we have a general principle of onus rachmana patre. Those are the two lashonos in Rashi. Within the Rambam, we have a Perish HaMishnayis, and we have a Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. The Rambam in Nizkei Mamon is quite clear. What does Rambam say in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon? Kol nefesh chaya shehi birshuso shel adam shehi zika habaylim chayavim l'shalem. Why? Shaharei mamonim hizik. This is which side of the equation? The latter side, right? In other words, that I'm responsible for my property. My property damages, I'm responsible. Rambam doesn't say anything at all over here about shmir. It doesn't say, harei lo shamar. He says, chayavim lo shalem, harei mamonam hizik. Go back, if you can, to the tour. How did the tour formulate in Shin Pei Tet? Kashem she'osar lo adam she'yazik es chaveiro, v'im hizik chayav lo shalem. First side of the equation, chayev lishmor mamono. And if you weren't shomer, then you're chayev. Namely, that we have over here, l'chora, two lashonos in Rashi. We have machokas, the Rambam, and the Tur. The question is the Perish HaMishnayis. We know that many, many, many times, the Rambam who wrote the Perish HaMishnayis earlier in his life, many times, I should say, most of the time he follows through in the Mishnah Torah with a similar psak, but not unusual to find that he changes his mind. Question over here is, did he change his mind or not? So let's look at the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis. Hechsher Shemishna Zo Shem, Hechsher Shemishna Zo Shem Shehunach Al Hatkanat Hadavar V'Hachanato Lachul Alav Din Mesuyam. Hechsher in this Mishnah means that I have prepared it for certain principles of law to apply to it. K'moshin b'yarna b'tzkilat eruvin. Amar, kol ma shenitchayev ha'adam b'shmirato, k'dei shelo yazik b'nei adam, v'hizik, harei oso hadavar muchan, v'kol zman shehizik, afilu shelo v'ritzon ba'alav, chayav l'shalem, v'zeh she'amru hechsharti et nisko. Is the Rambam over here learning like the first parish of Rashi, that the Rambam is saying that anything that I have to watch, if I don't watch it, I'm chayav, like the tour? Or is the Rambam learning like the second Lashon of Rashi, like he writes in Mishneh Torah, anything which is mine, I am chayev to pay, irrelevant of responsibility, but I have a general ptur of onus rachmana patre, which fits into the language of the Rambam. How did you read it?
It seems like the Torah would be a better fit.
I think so as well. And then he would be chozer bo. In other words, that the moment that I am chayev in shmira, in other words, then the damage which would come about from that lack of shmira would bring about. But it's not, I can't say it 100%. Maybe there are means, kol shen et chayev b'shmira, so anything which is mine. Anything which is mamoni. I can't tell. But what's a nafkamina in this machokas? Anyway, but bottom line is, if I watch my animals, then I'm patur. If I don't watch them, I'm chayev. So I could formulate it that I'm patur for not watching. I'm patur because I watched. Or I'm patur because really I'd be chayev, but I'm onus, and that's why I'm patur. The bottom line is I'm patur if I watched. What difference does it make whether it comes about, in other words, I'm responsible to watch and I watched, and that's why I'm patur, or I'm responsible for my animals under all circumstances, but we have a patur. That is a possibility, but there's a much clearer option over here. That's a possibility. Look at the Chazon Ish. Yesh la'ayin. Bebailim omrim. I wanted to thank Rav Bednar Shapur because I snipped this off of his Marim Makomos, because in the Bar Ilan, the Chazon Ish is only for Iyun, not for printing. You can't print. So I asked Rav Bednar, how do you do this? So he told me that he has a patent. But in other words, I couldn't do it. So I said, I would mind if I just sniffed it from him rather than typing it in. He didn't mind. Okay. V'yesh la'ayin. What's the question? Bebailim omrim sheshomru karaui. What if we have machlokes? Did I lock the door or did I not lock the door? I claim lock the door. And the Nisa claims you didn't lock the door. Right? On whom is the proof? Whom is the proof? Iyal habailim levarer be'edim or al hanizak levarer shepashu habailim. Who is the burden of the proof? No. If we say that basically I am chayev to watch, and if I didn't watch, I'm sorry, that I, the other way around, I am chayev to watch. I am chayev to watch, and if I watched, then I am patur. I'm chayev to watch, and if I watched, I'm patur. And we're not sure if I watched or not. So who has to bring the proof? The Nizak, right? Hamotzi mechavero, olav haraya. But if we say that I'm chayev under all circumstances, because it's my mamon. Whenever my mamon does damage, I'm chayev. But if I watched it, I can be patur.
The mazik has to prove that he really
watched. So I have to prove that I am the exception. I have to prove that I did the exception. That even though basically I'm chayev for my mamon, that I brought about a circumstance that I'm going to be patur. That's the Chazon Ish. Okay, so over here, the Chazon Ish wants to say that this Lechora should be the Nafkamina within our Chakir. Okay, we'll stop over here. You realize that this last chakira that we... next time we're going to learn the Mishnah, okay? The last chakira that we have could very much be totally in the girsa in the Mishnah. Our girsa in the Mishnah is Ushmirasan Alecha. But there is another girsa in the Mishnah found in the Rif and the Rush. Okay? But we'll start the Mishnah at the beginning. Arbavas Nezikin. We'll deal with the issue that Tosas raises of when do we find Hain and when don't we find Hain. It's a side issue, but we'll deal with it. More intensely, we'll deal with the second Tosfos. Question of the order of the Mishnah. How does Rashi explain the order? How does Tosis explain the order? How does Tosis explain Rashi? And there's also a Rashba over here. I'll give you a page from Makamah, so Rashba over here. Then we'll deal with the world of the Lo Harei and Ein Onshin Min Hadin that Tosis deals with in the fourth Tosfos, and we'll deal with the Girsa within the Mishnah. In other words, we'll try and encompass the Mishnah. We won't yet get into the Gemara of Toldos. That we'll see a week from today. Believe that. Okay, so I'll believe that tomorrow morning there'll be a page of Marma Komos in your shir. I'd appreciate feedback. In other words, too fast, too slow, too much they expect of you, don't expect of you enough. In other words, I would hope that there would be a difference among your opinions, but it would help me to know how to pace myself and how to pace the shir. Okay?
I'm not asking feedback if you like the shir or not. I just want to know whether we're on the same page or not.